Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, January 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So I had to stay overnight up in Dublin and now I'm getting the train down.
Orange low temperatures warning expected for later, and France's former president goes on trial. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Met Éireann is expected to upgrade its low temperature and ice warnings for the entire country today. Very cold nights with widespread frost, ice and lying snow can be expected until Friday. Temperatures will struggle to get above freezing during the day. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says we're in for another few days of very cold conditions.
Bitterly cold conditions are expected right the way across the country today. In general, temperatures are no higher than about freezing to maybe 2 to 3 degrees Celsius at best. It's mostly dry, however, there still are some wintry showers along northern and northwestern coastal areas, and a few will drift into Atlantic coastal counties of the southwest as well. But overall, dry, cold picture.
Elderly and vulnerable people are being advised to reach out if they need help during the cold snap. Alone, the charity that supports thousands of older people across the country, is urging people to visit elderly relatives and drop into older neighbours to see if they need any help. Sean Moynihan from Alone says it's important to check in on older people.
About prioritising food, heat and medication, keeping warm, keeping moving, keeping well fed. And then ultimately for the rest of us is for older people we know that live on our own or any vulnerable adults, really just to check in on them, knowing that a cold snap like this is a public health issue for some people. And on top of that, slips, trips and falls really can be life changing for some people.
10 key actions on homelessness are being launched today by the Irish Homeless Policy Group. The organisation's calling for an end to homelessness in any new programme for government. The association says key actions include building new homes and ending homelessness by 2030. Director of Advocacy at Focus Ireland and spokesperson for the group, Mike Allen, says a number of ideas are being put forward for government approval.
A number of organisations who are dealing with the homeless have come together in a unique event where we're all setting forward a number of ideas which we all agree are evidence-based and effective and could make a difference, and calling on those who are negotiating the programme for government to make sure that those ideas are included in the programme and are delivered during the term of the next government.
A Dublin city councillor says the council should be providing better support to soup runs instead of trying to restrict them. The council discussed the issue last night ahead of proposed bylaw changes that could limit the activities of on-street food services. An independent report has linked the services to antisocial behaviour and public safety concerns and suggests that soup runs should be moved indoors. Labour councillor Dara Moriarty says these volunteers are providing vital services to the most vulnerable people in the city.
We know that the need is concentrated in our city centre. We know that the need is concentrated in around our inner city communities. And as has been referenced, there's many brilliant voluntary groups that are doing great work that we need to support and support to do it better.
France's former president Nicolas Sarkozy has gone on trial over allegations of having received millions from Libya's former dictator Muammar Gaddafi to finance his 2007 presidential campaign. Sarkozy, who was president of France between 2007 and 2012, arrived at the court in Paris to face what's considered to be the biggest scandal to engulf the former leader yet. Sarkozy, who's already been convicted in two other cases, faces charges of passive corruption, illegal campaign financing, concealment of embezzlement of public funds, and criminal association, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The 69-year-old has denied any wrongdoing. State media is reporting 53 people have died in an earthquake in Tibet in western China. It's reportedly hit a mountainous area near to the border with Nepal just after 9 o'clock local time this morning. A further 62 people at least are said to be hurt. The body of Jimmy Carter will begin the journey to Washington, D.C. later. A six-day public farewell to the 39th U.S. president began at the weekend following his death at the age of 100. His casket drove past his childhood home in Georgia before being taken to Atlanta. He will now lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before his funeral on Thursday. Tax experts don't expect we'll see our corporation tax receipts fall off a cliff when Donald Trump takes office this month. The latest Exchequer returns show corporation tax increased by 18% last year to €28 billion. That's not including the money from the Apple tax case, which adds €11 billion to the total, with the US president-elect hinting at more corporate-friendly domestic policies for companies. Peter Vail from Grant Thornton says it could be a while before the impact is felt here.
Could you see any major migration of intellectual property, which is what really is generating those windfall receipts? Could you see a migration of that back to the US? You're certainly not going to see that overnight. If you did see any migration, it would be over time. So I think any adverse impact on a corporation tax receipts would be very gradual, perhaps over a 5 to 7 year timeframe. You're not going to see anything fall off a cliff overnight.
A judge has denied Donald Trump's request to postpone his sentencing in a hush money case. The president-elect has been told he's unlikely to be jailed for a scheme to hide payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Mr. Trump is due to be sentenced on Friday, 10 days before his return to the White House. In entertainment news, it's been confirmed that the Gavin and Stacey finale was the most watched Christmas Day programme in the UK in 23 years. Ratings stand at 19.1 million people. The specials come closest to matching the record set by Only Fools and Horses in 2001. And in sport, in basketball, the collapse of the roof of a sports complex in Tralee has been described as total devastation. The Tralee Regional Sports and Leisure Complex in the Kerry town has been severely impacted by heavy snow over recent days. The roof caved in yesterday morning. It is a vital amenity in the area where local basketball club Tralee Warriors play. Former Kerry footballer Kieran Donaghy is a member.
It's kind of total devastation around the kind of basketball and handball courts, and some of the dressing rooms there as well have been affected. So, not a pretty sight, no, this morning, I must say. I know we got new hoops and new flooring, new bleachers in the basketball hall to help with the crowds that we get for the games in the complex. So I'd say it'll be a long time before we're back in there as a Super League club.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.